CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. The presidential candidates are barely pausing to take a breath as they hit battleground states ahead of the election Tuesday, trying to pick up any possible undecided voters. Former President Donald Trump going to North Carolina twice today, but told a Milwaukee rally.
So get everyone you know, you have to do it. You have to vote, vote, vote. We're going to win this thing, and we're going to win it big, and I'd love to win it right here. I'd love it.
Democrat Kamala Harris.
We still have work to do, but here's the thing. We like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win. We will win.
CBS's Nicole Skanga on a fake video showing phony Haitian voters.
Georgia state election officials labeled the video as disinformation, calling it the likely work of a Russian troll farm. It was viewed hundreds of thousands of times on X before the platform ultimately removed it. Now, cybersecurity experts warn Russia's videos are designed to push America's hot-button issues and are growing in sophistication.
Now to the Middle East. Axios is reporting that the U.S. has warned Iran that it will not be able to restrain Israel if it is attacked again. This as Lebanon says it's investigating reports that one of its naval captains could have been abducted by Israeli forces. The BBC's Mike Thompson.
A team of more than 20 uniformed men were captured on CCTV, forcibly escorting a man down a darkened street in Batroun before departing in speedboats. The captured man is reported to be either a senior member of Hezbollah or a Lebanese naval official. Israel has not yet commented on the incident.
South Carolina executed a man yesterday despite pleas for mercy in the case. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
59-year-old Richard Moore died by injection despite appeals for clemency, including from the trial judge. Moore was convicted of the 1999 killing of a store clerk in Spartanburg. He testified he wrestled the clerk's gun from him following an argument that broke out because Moore was 12 cents short for his purchase. Among other things, his lawyers argued the trial was unfair because there were no African Americans on the jury. Moore was black.
A shark bit the leg off of a surfer in Maui yesterday. Police say the 61-year-old was alert when they arrived and tried to treat him, but his right leg was completely severed just below the knee. In Florida, a man is recovering after being bitten for the second time in a decade at the same beach. The 28-year-old says it happened in the same place where he was bitten while surfing at the age of 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
There's a growing problem for the nation's farmers.
Climate change and extreme weather are affecting American agriculture like never before. Ronald Frieders is a sixth-generation farmer in northern Illinois.
Weather's always been a challenge, but it seems that it's getting more extreme. Everything's changing. It seems like the temperatures are getting hotter than normal.
Changing weather and farming could eventually affect all of us.
I don't know if it's directly impacting what the consumers pay to a large degree. Yet.
Michael Langemeyer is a professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Preemption, Illinois.
Are you ready? Daylight saving time ends in the U.S. at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. Standard time stays in place until March 9th, when most of the nation will again spring forward. Hawaii and Arizona stick to standard time year-round. For fall, at least people get an extra hour of sleep. Allison Keys, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, we'll have highs in the mid-50s. Chance of rain late tonight, a low around 48. And rain is likely on Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 63. Rain and thunder Sunday night, a low of 55. Showers and storms Monday, breezy 68. Currently, 53 degrees.
Supremes, Reflections, a little bit less than a half hour away from Badger football coming up here. This would be the last song the Beatles would do collectively and put it together back in 1970. Let It Be at WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
man insane. You broke my will, but a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. To love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I choose my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that twin on my thumb? Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, it's great balls of fire.
You spoke, we for sure listened. Local news, timeless hits, back here on WRJN. You know what else is back here? We've got Badger football coming up shortly. Make sure you stick around for that. And I'll talk to you again next Saturday morning about 6 in the morning. I know there's a lot of early risers. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning about 6. Dusty Springfield, son of a preacher man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dustin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz.
I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what, I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan. And the American dream, I think, is at risk. You know, you look around us and all you see is drama. Politics, as you've heard me say many, many times, is about hope. And then when we get that message out there, we have to be concerned about delivering. And I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are two people who share that idea about listening to people, understanding what is motivating them, and reassuring them with specific plans that address the kinds of concerns that they have.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 540 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I've got a couple reminders for you about minimum payments and credit cards. Right, get ready. I'm going to say two different things, both of which I bet sound familiar. Thing number one, never pay less than the minimum payment on your credit card. For some of us, there are months where that might not be possible. And if you're in that camp, I'm so sorry. I want to encourage you to set yourself a goal of never, ever paying less than the minimum. And thing number two is, always pay more than the minimum payment. Just paying minimums month in and month out won't get you very far. Your total amount that you owe, the principal, is barely going to budge. Ideally, you're only using your credit card if you could pay off the whole balance every month. When that's not possible, try paying more than the minimum, but never less. For more reminders and money tips, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
us to sing. Sha la 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 di da, just like that. Sha la 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 di da, la di da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to Kinnick Stadium, high above the stadium floor. I'm Mike Heller. Matt LePay joins me in a moment. These two teams, they have a lot in common. Wisconsin and Iowa today for the 98th time. Once upon a time, Wisconsin lost 18 straight games in the rivalry. That ended in 1997. once upon a time. Not long ago, the Badgers were the best run-based offense in the Big Ten. That category is currently owned by Iowa. For a long time, this matchup was viewed as a rock fight. Maybe that hasn't changed. Time to visit with the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay. They are different. We've talked about that earlier this week, you and I did, that the teams and the programs are deviating a little bit. But this game in the series has oftentimes been viewed as a rock fight. Can it be again?
Yeah, I think it can be because Iowa, even though Iowa is better on offense than it has been in recent years, it's still not a great offense. We know the Badgers have been up and down in that department. Both teams statistically are pretty similar defensively. This is a game you've got to figure if you could get into the mid-20s, you're feeling really good about it. We'll see. I think we've seen some really entertaining games. You know, you were asking earlier in the week. We're going back 14 years now, a 31-30 game. Don't think we're going to see 60-plus points combined, but I don't necessarily see it as being a 10-7 game either.
Without the conversation of a moral victory, did Wisconsin maybe take a step forward last week? Is that hard to view it that way?
I think for a lot of folks it probably is because the result was what the result was. But I think big picture, slowly but surely, you know, when you can force five straight punts against an offense that was pretty good. Now, I know the Penn State offense didn't score today. It didn't score a touchdown today. Ohio State's defense is among the best. But I think defensively last week, Wisconsin hung in there as long as it could. It wore down in the fourth quarter. Offensively, Mike, it's still that matter of being able to be consistently good against better defenses. And Penn State's run defense was too much for Wisconsin, and the offensive line really struggled against the Nittany Lions defensive front, except for the one drive. But it's still a one-point game into the fourth quarter. Yeah. And even midway through the third before the pick six, you're thinking, this might be the night. So now you just want to see. A year ago, we saw a similar story against Ohio State, and they laid an egg in the last two games. Well, Iowa's a good enough team that if you don't play well, you're going to bust back home 5-4.
Let me play off last week just a little bit more. If you're going to beat a team like Penn State, one of the things Wisconsin has consistently not done, or rather, let me reverse that, one of the things they've consistently done is beat themselves. Last week, they dropped six passes. They had a penalty. I don't know if it's a penalty on the big kick return. They made enough mistakes along with the pick six. They did enough things to inflict self-harm.
Which is the real tough part of it. And it's hard, I think, for people to say, well, they're a lot better than they were last year. Well, the better teams we've seen at Wisconsin don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. You oftentimes hear that. Well, you got to be perfect. Well, you're never going to be perfect. But if a ball is there to be caught, catch it. Even if it's not perfect, you've got to be able to help your quarterback. And with those drops last week, that gets you behind schedule. And there were way too many third and longs. The worst case scenario against a Penn State team. Just make the other team beat you, and Wisconsin, the SC game was like that. Alabama just steamrolled them, and that was a pretty much a one-sided game. But if you're Wisconsin, the better teams that we've seen with the Badgers, they don't swing the door open the way Wisconsin did last week against Penn State. Good team, Penn State, but they could have been had.
I'll get back to this game in a minute, but I want to get your thoughts on the early window, that big Ohio State game at Penn State that ended up with the Buckeyes winning 20-13. There were a lot of critical moments in that game, plays that either went into the end zone or were near the end zone that flipped it, but certainly now it puts Ohio State in a driver's seat to get to a Big Ten title game, and Penn State's not in a bad spot either.
No, they're just the one loss, and the schedule on paper looks favorable. The trip to Minnesota could be pretty tricky. They got Purdue, they got Maryland, they host Washington. But, credit to Ohio State because Penn State jumped on them, 10-0. They get a field goal. They get a pick six against Will Howard. And yet, at the half, Ohio State led, felt like they could have led by more. There was that Will Howard fumble just short of the goal line. Ball rolls out of the end zone. But then Ohio State gets a pick in the end zone when Penn State's threatening to take the lead. But I just felt like Ohio State's defense just got the better of Penn State's offense in this game. Just the one touchdown for Penn State's offense today. That was a critical win for Ohio State with the one loss at Oregon. now it puts itself in a position. Still got to get Indiana. You got to get Michigan. So they've got some, you know, hurdles to deal with. But that was a game I just felt like going in. All the other noise aside, Ohio State needed today's win more than Penn State.
Current window games, number one, Oregon leading at the Big House in Ann Arbor, 28-10. Trying to take any doubt out of that scenario. And Indiana, number 13 and still undefeated, they lead 23-10 at East Lansing against Michigan State. Now, Michigan State is not a great Michigan State team, but Indiana continues to surprise me as to how good they continue to be.
Yeah, that's one that I've kept my eye on, just looking at the schedule this week. I know Michigan State lost the rivalry game. You know, they had the skirmish at the end with Michigan.
Yeah.
But Michigan State handled Iowa a couple of weeks ago, and they've got, you know, they've got a quarterback who's dynamic, can do some things. So, and they jumped on Indiana in this game, but to see the Hoosiers now look like they're back in control, they're doing all that's been asked. It's going to be fascinating Tuesday when the first college football playoff rankings come out, because there still isn't that quote marquee win for Indiana, but it's been dominant every week. Actually fell behind in this game for the first time all year, but it's up 13 points right now. If they could keep that kind of a distance, you figure they're going to be in the top 12, just not sure where.
Let me get back to this game before we wrap, and Gary Dauphin will join us in the next segment. Caleb Johnson, he's obviously very good. I don't know if it's the same as facing Kyle Manungai as we did a few weeks ago at Rutgers, but in order to beat Iowa, you're going to likely have to slow. You can't stop him, but you could slow him.
Yeah, I think Johnson is more explosive.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the second leading rusher in all of college football right now, because he's the kind of guy, we've seen this before, if it's college or the NFL, you can hold him to one, hold him to two, maybe a minus one, then the next carry goes for 75.
Yeah.
That's what kind of happened to Northwestern last week. He's an Ohio kid from just north of Cincinnati. Luke Fickell's very familiar with him, so he knows how good that Caleb Johnson is. He's a big part of why Iowa is improved offensively, and they're going to have Brendan Sullivan in at quarterback. Cade McNamara is out, listed as out for this game. Sullivan, like last week what we saw with Bo Prabula of Penn State, he can hurt you with his feet. So can Brendan Sullivan. It'll be something to watch.
And last thought from me on this, and you'll visit with Tausch later as we get closer to game time, but Braden Locke and his ability to pick himself up after moments that have not been his best. This is a week-long moment off of last week's game. What do you see from him?
Well, I think even last week after the pick six, he drove the team down the field, had a really, you know, it was a great catch by C.J. Williams, but he got him back down there to pull him within one. That is a strength of Locke's, is that he doesn't let one mistake drag him down. Now you just want to eliminate that mistake, because there's a couple three throws every week where you're going, that's not probably what you wanted to do there. If he could get to the point, it's kind of like, you know, maybe Jordan Love does the same thing, a little different level. I get that. But if Braden can just cut back on the oh-no throws, then you've got a good quarterback. And kind of what we were talking about a couple minutes ago, you got a team that's going to make the other guys beat you rather than helping them out the way Wisconsin did last week.
Very good, Matt. Still to come, the Badgers pregame show. We'll check in on the Badgers and the NFL and visit with sideline reporter Patrick Kerb. Coming up next, we hear from the voice of the Hawkeyes, Gary Dauphin, who is standing right over Matt's shoulder right now as we continue Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
With you at Kinnick Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Wisconsin and Iowa, so many similarities historically. If some of the stylistic common ground is fading with Wisconsin's offensive style, still much remains the same. Both teams are 5-3, 3-2 in the league. Rushing offense, Iowa is tops in the Big Ten. Wisconsin is sixth. Iowa's Caleb Johnson is the second leading rusher in the nation, 1,144 yards on the ground, averages 7.8 yards per carry, 16 rushing touchdowns in Big Ten play. Johnson has 10 TDs, while the Badgers' Tawi Walker has 9. In the series, the Hawkeyes have won consecutive games for the first time since 08-09 and consecutive games in Iowa City. The Badgers haven't won in Kinnick Stadium since 2018, and we welcome in Gary Dolphin. I was asking Matt LePay about this yesterday on my statewide radio show. In the series, which game stands out to him? I think your answer will be different. His answer was the 2010 game down here at 31-30 Wisconsin with a pair of ranked teams, both in the top 15 at the time. If you think on the history, what jumps out to you?
Was that the fake punt?
It was the fake punt. Yes, it was.
With Bielema. And who was it? Was it Monte Ball?
Monte Ball had heck of a day.
I remember that one vividly. Not as my favorite memory,
correct,
certainly. But, you know, I'd have to say it was the Badgers drove the field with no timeouts. And I think Chad Greenway batted a would-be touchdown pass away in the end zone in Camper. Was that Barry's last game?
Shoot.
It might have been Barry Alvarez's last game because they had a ceremony for coach after the game. I think that was the game that sticks out for me because it's hard to win in Camp Randall.
Yeah.
Down here, I remember Sean Green running for, I don't know, 200-and-some yards and 3 touchdowns his senior year. You know, there's, Mike, to your point, I think the bigger picture is there's so many great memories with Iowa, Wisconsin. Back to Ron Vanderkellen's days in the 60s. And most border battles, most state border battles are that way. And that's why it's now a trophy game. This is the 20th anniversary of the Heartland Bowl. That's hard to believe that big old steer has been around for 20 years. But you know, with Minnesota, you've got Floyd Rosedale, you got the Heroes Trophy with Nebraska. And I think that is the Big Ten. You know, it's the oldest conference in America. So many great hardware trophy games among Big Ten opponents, typically border rivals. So those would be a couple of my favorite memories if you're a Hawkeye fan.
Del, for a lot of years, almost for, for a very long time, every time we would have this conversation, these teams are mirror images of one another by identity, knowing who they are and how to be who they are. Now, some Wisconsin fans are wondering about the identity. Mainly it's based because they call this an air raid offense, even though it really isn't. They still concentrate on the run game. They just do it out of the shotgun. What do you see? Are the similarities beginning to divide, or do you still see more in common than unlike one another?
I still see more in common. The formations may look different, but, you know, you mentioned Tui Walker having a great year, 10 touchdowns and 650 yards in limited action after Chesmalusi decided to hang it up for this year, and all the best to him. With Iowa, nobody saw this coming from Caleb Johnson. I mean, he's been a solid back for a couple years, but nobody saw this bust-open year for him to where he's drawing Heisman votes from around the country, or at least a Heisman look. But the key there is the Iowa offensive line is intact, and it's the healthiest it's been in 3 years. And that now, Bo Stevens is back tonight, or is supposed to be back tonight at left guard. He's missed 2 weeks, but Tyler Ellsbury's been hanging around for 3 years. He's jumping in there. So the offensive line has really been the key. Iowa still lives off that zone, inside zone, outside zone stretch run, because their issues have been at quarterback. I know Wisconsin's had their issues, but Iowa's really had some problems. Cade McNamara, now with a concussion, both ACL repairs the last 2 or 3 years. He's just never been able to be healthy. But Brendan Sullivan, I liked him at Wrigley Field last year against the Hawks. He's really helped him, but they don't have much after Brendan, so hopefully he can stay healthy. But it still comes down to defense for both teams and great running games, in my view.
Well, Gary Duffin, let's talk about that then. This matchup in particular tonight, what have you seen as you've gotten ready to call this one on the Iowa side?
I like Wisconsin's receivers. I mean, they're really good, and you know, Iowa has had some trouble getting in the backfield this year. They're blitzing more than we're used to seeing Iowa blitz, but Phil Parker's trying to get to the quarterback, but that has been an issue for our defensive front. Now, we're thin at tackle, D-tackle. The ends are very serviceable, but they're not Joe Evans and some of the other great D-ends Iowa's had, sack masters in the past. So they got to force Braden, hopefully, into some mistakes. They are plus 8 in turnovers, so that has trended nicely. But Wisconsin, I fully expect, historically, Wisconsin has blitzed a lot, the Iowa quarterback. Now they got to take a second look at Sullivan because his strength is his feet.
Yeah.
He can avoid pressure. But to me, I still think it comes down to turnovers and special teams. Mike, special teams, as you know, has played large. You mentioned that 31-30 game, the fake punt. Caden Wiegand's the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week for his 85-yard punt return. I think it comes down to a defensive play and special teams.
Yeah, it's been a long time since Iowa has not had a dangerous kick returner. Right, I mean, that's been one of the strengths of this program is it's hard to kick it to him. And a year ago, I believe your punter is now punting in the NFL.
Torrey
was
Taylor.
Maybe the difference maker in the matchup in Madison
because
he was dominant.
Field position. It was the same situation last week, Mike, with Northwestern. Reese Dakin, who's a pure freshman from Torrey Taylor's home area down under, had, I think, 8 punts, half of them inside the 20, two of those inside the 10. Northwestern just could never get out of their own end. Hawks got a safety off one of those punts. So that type of game, both teams have piled up sacks and tackles for loss. Look for more of the same tonight.
Should be fun. Gary, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks for coming next door.
You bet, Mike.
Appreciate
it. Great to see you guys.
Coming up, we will check on our Badgers in the NFL and take a look around the Big Ten. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
After 32 years in the state legislature as a proud Republican, I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 540 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
Resentment. Unresolved hurt and anger is a disease that kills more people each year than cancer. The cure is forgiveness. If you're carrying a heavy load of hurt and anger, forgiveness is the key to healing your head and your heart. UW-Madison professor and founder of the International Forgiveness Institute, Dr. Bob Enright, invites you to visit his website. Learn why to forgive and how to forgive. Learn about the peacemaking power of putting forgiveness inside of you. Visit internationalforgiveness.com.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes will kick off tonight just after 6:30 from Kinnick Stadium. Looking at the temperature and as we go through the evening what we're going to have, but it appears rain begins sometime after 9 o'clock, so very late in the game if indeed that happens. Winds out of the east-southeast at 7 miles an hour, so not a big deal there, and temperatures dropping through the low 50s. So it's a very good weather night, maybe some rain late in this one. The Badgers and Hawkeyes just after 6:30. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions, no matter the shipment size. We visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Left tackle Chris McIntosh knows all about these rivalry games with the Iowa Hawkeyes. 1998 was a sweet memory, as was 1999. But these are the kind of games, outside looking in, Mac, we said, well, this is old school. They know what the Badgers do. Badgers know what Iowa does. There's something about that, though, that makes it extra fun, doesn't it?
It is. It's, you know, traditionally a very physical game. It's over time been a field position game, turnover kind of game that springs it. But it's a game that, you know, if you're on either of those sidelines, you kind of circle on the schedule because it's got so much history and meaning to it. And, you know, historically the brands of football have been so similar, and it's one you look forward to. And it's usually one that doesn't have a lot of glitz or dazzle, but it's one that, you know, there's bumps and bruises and and a lot of black and blue afterwards, and it's been a lot of fun to play in over the years.
Much like Camp Randall, Kinnick Stadium is known for being really, really loud. Now, I guess I refer to the 98 game. You guys won 31-0, so I guess it wasn't that loud, but it can be. You've got that feel. You've been there as an AD, as an associate AD. You know how loud this place can be.
Yeah, it's a very tough place to play, and, you know, I was on the short end of one of those games at Kinnick, and you know, a primetime game, and that place will be cranked up. So it's a very tough place to play. The fans are very close to the sidelines. There's not a lot of sideline there, and it's a very just raucous place to play. It's a great environment to go into. It's an even better one to come out with a win.
All right. That is Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right. Thank you, Matt. By the way, UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium back there in a couple of weeks. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds now for a station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And when our pregame show continues, we'll check on Badgers in the NFL as they get to the midway point of their season. That's brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. That, our Badgers in the NFL segment. In a moment, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event,